Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Tar Heel fans, it could be a lot worse. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I've seen a few heads hanging since Duke won its fifth national championship Monday night, and I guess it's always that way when the teams you love lose and the arch rivals win. But look at the bright side, and consider that with a little luck, Mike Krzyzewski could have won his eighth or ninth NCAA title by beating Wisconsin. Duke has now been to 12 Final Fours under Coach K, who has advanced his team to the championship game 9 times. He is 5-4 in those games, and only one of the losses wasn't down to the wire, the 1990 blowout to UNLV. Remembering that far back, in 1986, Duke lost the title game to Louisville in the closing minutes after the Cards' never-nervous Purvis Ellington became the first freshman in more than 40 years to win Most Outstanding Player in the Final Four. The Blue Devils led for most of the second half in Krzyzewski's first Final Four and might have hung on to win that game in Dallas. In 1994, Duke's seventh trip to the Final Four in 9 years ended when Arkansas' Scotty Thurman hit a jump shot in literally the last seconds to foil the Blue Devils' bid in Grand Hill's senior season. What if that shot in the old Charlotte Coliseum hadn't gone in? And who can forget the memorable 1999 championship game in St. Petersburg when UConn won its first of 3 titles under Jim Calhoun by edging Duke when the Blue Devils' Trajan Langdon turned the ball over on the last possession with a chance to win? Those are 3 games that easily could have gone Duke's way for 3 more national championships. And don't forget the 2004 semifinals in San Antonio, where Duke blew a double-digit lead in the second half to UConn and lost trying to get to Monday night against ACC foe Georgia Tech, whom the Blue Devils had already beaten twice that season. Duke also squandered a big lead in the 1989 semifinals to Seton Hall and did not make it to that championship game against Michigan. So think about any or all of those games going Duke's way and how you would feel if the guy 8 miles down the road was a national title or two away from catching John Wooden's sacred record of 10. Imagine living with that. This is Archansky. See ya.